Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and here on Radio Access Sessions, we like to highlight some of the upcoming events here in the Bismarck-Mandan area, and there's a big one coming up on December 1st. But before I talk too much about it, my guest today is Susan Wiefald. Susan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me today.
And so, Susan, you are the co-chair of the North Dakota Women's Suffrage Centennial Committee.
That's correct.
That's easy for me to say, right? So what exactly, before we get into the event that's coming up, as I said, on December 1st, what does the Women's Suffrage Centennial Committee do?
We thought it was so important that we're celebrating 100 years of votes for women that we formed this committee to plan events and to do research and to bring women together around the state to promote the fact that it's so important that women get out and vote today, and actually that men and women get out and vote today. It was a right that was for women that was fought for, and women worked so hard for 100 years ago that it's good to remember that and then to remember our responsibilities as active citizens.
And so to remember that and to encourage people to vote, you have an event coming up on December 1st, as I mentioned already, at the Heritage Center in Bismarck. So you're the expert on this event. What's going on?
Well, we're excited about it because we've planned a varied program. It's going to be part of the Sensational Sundays programs at the North Dakota Heritage Center. It's going to be at the Russell Reed Auditorium between 2 and 3 o'clock, the official program. But that day, we also have all ages family activities happening between 1 and 4:30 in the afternoon. For example, starting at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a cartooning workshop with Jess Rockerman. And many people don't realize that back in the early 1900s, suffragists used cartoons to promote their points of view, to share their story. It was something that people could look at quickly, maybe smile at, but get an idea that voting for women was important. And Jess Rockerman is going to be with us to share some of those, how people can draw cartoons today to express some of those same thoughts. And all ages are welcome to that cartooning workshop. And then we're going to be having other activities that day that are for all ages, and that includes suffrage cat coloring sheets provided by the National Park Service, making votes for women banners and sashes, a children's voting booth, a suffrage tea party, period games, and an activity sheet, which is actually like a hunt through the museum to find exhibits and answer questions. And the people who finished that will get a beautiful sticker. So we know everyone's going to want to try and do that. Though all those activities will be going on between 1 and 4:30.
But then so you have all those activities. It sounds like a lot for everyone, right?
Lots for everyone.
For families, kids, everyone can come, right?
Yes, exactly. All people of all ages. And then the main program is going to be from 2 to 3 p.m. And again, all ages are invited to that. It's going to have a variety of segments. We're going to have an introduction, Celebrating Women's Suffrage, by Dr. Barbara Handy Marcello, who will speak for a few minutes on that. But then we're having Chris Kitko, who is a popular singer, and she plays her guitar, and she's going to be singing suffrage songs from 100 years ago. Now, I'm going to sing for you one of these songs. It goes to the town of Dixie. We want to vote without repression, for our faith have free expression. Raise a shout, let it out, never doubt, we must win. And this shall be our battle song. Let's help this great old world along. Raise a shout, let it out, never doubt, we must win. So she's going to be singing for us five different suffrage songs, and we're going to be having the audience later in the program give their hand at sharing and singing some of those songs with her, because that's what happened during the suffrage time period. They would use these songs as a way to motivate and to have fun with members who were attending meetings. And then we have the I Want to Vote speech by Clara Darrow from 1914. Clara Darrow was the president of the North Dakota Votes for Women League from 1912 to 1915. She worked very hard, and she led a major campaign for votes for women in 1914. At the end of that campaign, she gave this speech. And we have asked three people, Deb Rogers, Brittany Bearshart, and Alice Masumba, to do a creative reading of that. A dramatic reading is what you call it. And yesterday I went and picked out hats from the Dakota stage, from their group of costumes. And so they'll be wearing hats. And we expect this should be a very interesting and fun part of the program. And then we're also having Supreme Court Justice Lisa McIvers. She will be there to talk about what does ratification mean in our life today. And we were just thrilled to have her accept this invitation to come to share her thoughts on this very important occasion. What happened, you see, 100 years ago was that the North Dakota legislature ratified the 19th Amendment to our Constitution. And we were the 20th state out of 36 that ratified that amendment. And it needed 36 out of the 48 states at that time to ratify. And North Dakota was number 20, and they did that on December 1st, 1919. So that is what we're celebrating on this December 1st Sunday afternoon program.
Yeah, I mean, a lot packed into really not that much of a time. Just an hour is all of those speakers that you just mentioned.
Yes, exactly. From 2 to 3 in the afternoon, you'll get all of that.
Yeah, so you're certainly not going to be bored if you go
no,
to this.
No, things will be changing all the time.
This is Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM. My name is Josh Haugman. Susan Wefall, the co-chair of the North Dakota Women's Suffrage Centennial Committee, is my guest here today. We're talking about the event happening that the Women's Suffrage Centennial Committee is hosting at the North Dakota Heritage Center on Sunday, December 1st. It starts at 1 o'clock with exhibits and activities for all ages and all people. And then we were just mentioning the program that is happening from 2 to 3 with all the speakers that Susan just went through. But then there's one more thing happening still that day. There's a film that's going to be watched.
Yes, exactly. There's One Woman, One Vote film. And that was provided to us by Prairie Public Television. It is at the Grand Plains Theater, which is right there at the Heritage Center. It will last for 60 minutes, and it gives a history of the women's suffrage movement, not only in North Dakota, but across the country. Our program from 2 to 3 is going to focus on North Dakota suffrage activities. This film will focus on suffrage activities across the nation, and it will last just 60 minutes. We hope people will come to that part as well.
So that kind of closes out the evening.
Yes, it does.
Or the day, I suppose. Is there, the goal of the committee and then also the event, is this more of a celebratory kind of event or informational, motivational? What's the goal here?
I would say all of those. We hope that people are inspired by this, that they learn some North Dakota history, that they have fun participating in the activities. Recently, I was reading a poem that a suffragist wrote in 1914. And she had gone out for the evening and attended a men's farmers meeting where they were trying to convince the men that they should vote for women's suffrage. But it was such a fun poem, and it showed that the women were out there, 17 of them, traveling out to this farm. And then they didn't get home till 1 a.m. after having a lunch with the men. People were having fun at that time while they were doing their suffrage work. And so I want to have the same thing happen at this event on December 1st. People to come, have a real fun time participating in these activities, learning new things about North Dakota women's suffrage activities of 100 years ago, and then also remembering that they have a responsibility as citizens today to really take advantage of their voting rights that we have as a result of all the work of these women 100 years ago.
Yeah, the history aspect to it is very interesting to me because we all learn about the women's suffrage movement in high school history class as we're going through school. But the North Dakota specific part of it is not something that we always see.
No.
And so I appreciate the history of that from a North Dakota specific view is important here. And that's obviously the North Dakota Women's Suffrage Centennial Committee. That seems like an obvious place to go, right?
Yes, it does. And we realize that not everyone may have full voting rights today. And so part of our discussions as we move through the year will be to encourage talking about that as well.
Yeah, you mentioned for the year, and while this Sunday, December 1st event is a big deal, and that's what we're focusing on right now, but you are doing things throughout the year and moving forward, what are some of the other things that you'll be doing? Just a brief touch on that.
We'll be applying for a grant from the North Dakota Humanities Council to have a series of speakers go across the state to talk about North Dakota women's suffrage and what it means to us today. We'll also be putting out a newspaper supplement next summer, because that's the actual ratification date for the whole United States is in August of 2020. And so we'll be putting out a newspaper supplement that will highlight women's activities. And then we will also, I have been working with our committee members around the state. We've applied to a group called the National Votes for Women Trail. And they are allowing each state to have 5 new historic markers that can celebrate what happened in women's suffrage in North Dakota. And so we have applied for 5 historic markers across the state, and they will be given to our state by the Pomeroy Foundation if we meet all of the application requirements. We're coming along nicely on those, and we've applied for markers in Pembina, Grand Forks, Fargo, Valley City, and also in Beach, North Dakota. There were important events or people to celebrate in each of those communities.
So that's all the things that you're doing throughout the year. But again, Sunday, December 1st is the highlight that we're here for. It's the 100-year anniversary of North Dakota's vote on women's suffrage, of ratifying that amendment to the Constitution.
We're calling it Ratification Day.
Ratification Day.
North Dakota Ratification Day.
There it is. So where can people go to find more information?
Yes, they can go to facebook.com/NDWSCC/. And they can find more information there. There's also information on the North Dakota Heritage Center website.
Yeah, so there.
And on your website.
And on our website. So there's the exact URL. It is facebook.com/NDWSCC/. So that's where you go if you want to find out more, or if you go on Facebook and search for North Dakota Women's Suffrage Centennial, I'm assuming it'll come up
yes.
as well. That's a good way to go about it. That's about all I had for questions about this. Again, Sunday, December 1st at 1 o'clock. Do people need to register or anything?
No, they don't. It's free and open to the public. That's important. No cost. A great place to bring the family when you're looking for an interesting activity after Thanksgiving.
There you go. So Susan Wefald, co-chair for North Dakota Women's Suffrage Centennial Committee. The event is Sunday, December 1st at 1 o'clock at the North Dakota Heritage Center in Bismarck. Thanks for taking the time to come in. Is there anything else that we've missed that you want to get out?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. This has been Radio Access Session on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. If you'd like to listen to this again, you can go to our website. Again, that's radioaccess.org. Go to the podcast page and find this interview as well as past interviews from Radio Access Sessions there. Again, it's the North Dakota Women's Suffrage Centennial on Sunday, December 1st at the North Dakota Heritage Center, starting at 1 o'clock, free and open to the public. Anyone can come, all ages, all people are welcome. Exhibits start at 1 o'clock, program from 2 to 3, and film starting around 3 o'clock. This has been Radio Access Sessions on Radio Access 102.5 FM.